everything is about me. But every once in a while, you need to be brought back down to reality. And the NFL will find a way to do that.
I just love that people asked Tomlin about his decision, and his response was, "That's why they pay me the big bucks."
Let it go. Let it go. Oh, Patrick Mahomes, my homeboy, the flashy guy. He's making all these incredible throws.
People still talking about him as an MVP, like it's a given. You're like,
what are we talking about?
No, no.
He's not even in that conversation.
No, bro, this is nasty. I don't want to eat this. This formula is ridiculous.
Yeah, nobody wants that, man. Nobody wants no part of Baltimore right now.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Jason and OC podcast, brought to you by 888 Sport and Lazy Boy, the official partners of the NFL UK and Ireland. And we're going to have a good one today because the ankles are out,
OC. Oh, you already know.
The ankles are out.
It's so cold outside, too. And the ankles are out. What you call that? The rich man?
The rich man look. What you got going after the podcast, man? What are you really ready for?
Straight to the football pitch. Ooh. Straight to the football pitch. Aside, and I'm going to ball too, man.
Is our new partner going to be involved? His Royal Highness? Remember, you talked about it last week.
No. He's not coming. They would try to bang him up if he comes out there.
Let's get into the game of the week. Here we go with the Lazy Boy game of the week. We have the Lions at the Vikings.
Yes, sir, Jay Bell, the undefeated Vikings playing against the Lions, and here we go. Still in the first quarter, 2nd and 10.
Off he goes, Aaron Jones, and what a lightning strike for the Vikings.
And ball up to Aaron Jones, and where is everybody? Looks like they fell asleep, the Detroit Lions here, Jay Bell.
Great concept, great blocking. What you're going to see is exactly why this play was executed at a high level. Man-to-man coverage. That means everybody's eyes are on their man, and whoop, bouncing to the outside. Aaron Jones, number 33, unabated all the way to the goal line.
In the second quarter, 13:53 to go. Jared Goff is going to hand the ball off to Jahmyr Gibbs, and he's going to say, anything you can do, I can do better.
Off the right. Here's Gibbs. Good run. Best run. Good move. There he goes. Needs a block. He's in. Jahmyr Gibbs answers back for Detroit, and they're on the board.
And he decides to run through the Minnesota Vikings like Diego Maradona against England in the 86 World Cup. I love that joke, Jay. That's like my favorite joke, Jay.
That never gets old, OC. This guy has wheels. He is giving their running game life. Look at him in the backfield, just standing tall right here, coming through the hole. Nobody's there, but it's not over. In the open field, he gives you the stanky leg right there, making the defender miss. What a run by Jahmyr Gibbs.
Still in the second quarter, 8:48 to go here, and here is Jared Goff just having a magnificent season. You're going to see him stand tall in the pocket and deliver a bomb.
They bring six, they drop one, launching Goff over the top for St. Brown, and Detroit, after trailing by 10, has taken the lead.
And that is Amon-Ra Z-German, St. Brown, J-Bell.
Hey, man, this is why we are celebrating Jared Goff and this offense. He's got all the pressure in his face, and he knows if he just stands back there calm and delivers, there will be man-on-man coverage, and he beats that throwing a dart throw to St. Brown.
In the third quarter, 10:47 to go, Sam Darnold looking. Guess who he's going to find? His favorite receiver, Jettas, Justin Jefferson, touchdown.
Third and long for Darnold, taking a shot for Jefferson.
Oh, what is this? That looks like the Donald Trump celebration, Jay Bell. Supposed to be the gritty. That's
at the rally with so many people. Justin Jefferson going up for the ball, coming down with it. When you need a play, you go to number 1-8. Look at that catch, OC. Just flawless.
Fourth quarter, 6 minutes to go. Jared Goff hands the ball off to Montgomery, and he's going to...
This time, Montgomery find him. Grab him. That ball is out. Picked up by Pace. Down the sideline. There is a flag. He's in. Minnesota leads.
Get the ball. coughed the ball up, picked up by Ivan Pace Jr., and he's going to rumble all the way back into the end zone, J-Bell.
We call that the good old scoop and score run of the ball, but look at number 44, Josh Metellus, just punching the ball out, getting physical, getting aggressive. This is what this Vikings defense does, is it brings the pain and causes a turnover. This has got the game interesting.
Jared Goff made some great throws to get the Lions all the way down the field, and they're going to kick a field goal here.
From 44, Bates has delivered! Detroit is on top with 15 seconds left.
And it is good. Kicker's got swag too. Ooh, man. Look at that, shaking his thing in the camera.
Hey, he deserves it too. Big time kick, man. What a game. So competitive. Kickers matter too. Big win by the Lions. OC, in Goff we trust.
Okay.
Jared Goff is playing like an MVP. He's calm, he's cool, and he is torching defenses. The Vikings were up, but Jahmyr Gibbs, he brought the juice. He racked up 160 total yards and two TDs. Goff sealed it with that clutch drive, and Detroit takes control of the NFC North, OC.
Mm.
The North.
NFC North.
Goff is the king of the North.
King of the North. I got to tell you something, J-Bell. The NFC North has to be the best division in football.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. All those teams are good. Every last one of those teams can play. So we don't know who's going to come out of there. But Jared Goff in particular, for so many years, I just didn't believe in him. You know?
You're not the only one.
Yeah, I just didn't believe in him. But over these past two, even when they paid him this past offseason, I was like,
did you think that was more like, oh, we're just trying to give him like hope and faith in himself, like we believe in you, here's a check?
Yeah, but I just didn't know if he was going to be able to perform the way he did last year. Okay. This year he is taking his game even to a completely different level. Mm-hmm. He's playing better this year than he did last year. Yep. I mean, Jared Goff playing the quarterback position at an elite level, you have to say right now he has to be the MVP or close to it.
He's in the league. He has to. But you're right. Look at Dan Campbell. That first press conference, everybody's like biting knees, ankles, whatever. Mm. A lot of times you see these coaches get these jobs based on, hey, get the quarterback position right. We're hiring this guy to get the quarterback right because that is our biggest investment. You know what happened over at this team?
Mm.
He got the team right.
Yeah.
There is a culture in Detroit. They play it to a standard. There is a clear identity. And like anything in life, when you can identify what something is, a person, a company, a brand, a product, you get behind it.
Yeah.
When you look at what Detroit is, we know exactly who they are. And they have found a way to fit around Jared Goff's skills with a lot of different playmakers, a lot of great play calling. But it is about the team, OC.
Mm.
And this is why we're talking about him as the MVP.
Yeah. This rarely happens in the NFL. They traded Matthew Stafford over to the Rams.
Yep.
The Rams got Goff, and both teams actually have made off really, really well in this trade. This never happens in the league. Both teams are better for the trade that they made because I think that Jared Goff fits more what Dan Campbell is doing and what he's built than Matthew Stafford.
Ooh. Okay.
I think he does. I think he fits.
I can't argue
with
that.
Like in terms of like a culture.
It's working. Yeah. I can't argue with that. I'll say this though. DeSean McVay sit in his big house in that big nice pool. And he thinks, yeah, I won a Super Bowl. Yeah, I was the hottest play caller in the league. Does he look back and go, man, I couldn't make him right and somebody else did.
Mm.
But I'm supposed to be the Wizard of Wall Street. I can make it all right. But yet I said I can't do it with him.
Took the easy routes.
But Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell said, we can. And I'm not saying the man won a Super Bowl. I'm just saying, is he in the pool thinking that? Because you know, this is what happens. There are regrets in this game.
Yeah.
Is this one of his regrets?
They gave away a lot of their picks too. They did a lot. You know, they sacrificed their future.
They said
for the now.
Yeah.
They did win.
It worked out for them.
But that question you asked is a very interesting one. Because as the QB whisperer, the QB guru, this offensive genius, if you look at what Ben Johnson has done with Jared Goff.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
It wasn't just about the quarterback.
Yeah.
It was about the culture. Mm. And that is the key. Shout out to Jahmyr Gibbs. He was balling, man. 116 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns. Got to give him loves. But I want to say something about culture, OC.
Okay.
We saw the game in London.
Yep.
Jacksonville beating the Patriots 32-16. Parker Washington's punt return was amazing. I mean, that stadium went nuts. You know we love that. Special teams for special players. The Patriots, though, they thought they had this one in the bag. They started fast. They led the game 10-0, and then it just switched up, man, quickly. Jaguars needed this game, played well. Not only were they efficient in the passing game, Trevor Lawrence looked good, but they played bully ball at the end of the game with Bigsby. He had 118 yards, 2 touchdowns, but he completely demoralized the Patriots. More physical.
Yeah.
You don't see the Patriots get pushed around like that. Mm. That didn't happen before.
Yeah.
On defense, they always stood up to the challenge, but it just looked different. You know, it was the kind of football we like to see where somebody just imposed their will, and that's what the Jaguars did in the second half of the game.
Yeah, their head coach came out and called their player soft. This is what the Patriots head coach Mayo said, which is that's the last thing you want to be called as a football player.
That's the worst thing you can call us.
I think at some point the Jaguars rushed the ball 18, 19 straight times, just punching you directly in the mouth, bludgeoned, right? Horrific way to lose the game.
That's the worst, bro. Yeah, you know you running, I can't stop you?
The worst. Drake May, though, I think he played very, very well. He looked good. I think the future is bright for New England.
Hope is real.
Good player.
He can make big throws.
Yeah, good player.
Athletic.
I'll tell you one thing that I did see out there that got my mind spinning, though, J Bell. Something really, really interesting. Before the game started, they have player warm-ups, as you know.
We're
on the sideline.
We love
we're
that
watching
too,
them. We're seeing them, you know, go through their processes and all that good stuff. And there was one player in particular, I'm not going to call his name.
Okay.
I'm not going to put him on the spot. But, you know, he was in the end zone. They were throwing him the ball. He would catch the ball, you know, right in the end zone. It was a touchdown. One particular play, they threw him the ball. He ran. He caught the ball. And then he started practicing his celebration right there in the end zone before the game. He's practicing his celebration. He's doing his dances. And Uncle Sam, he was there. He was right next to me. And as soon as he did that, me and Uncle Sam looked at each other and we just started shaking our heads. Like we knew instantly what the thought was.
The fact that he thought that too, just you're a player, but he's observing it like, yo, I don't feel
this. What is going on, right? The fact that this guy before the game on a 1-4 football team is practicing his celebration out there in plain view for everybody to see really, really caught my attention. And I'll tell you why. I hate to say this, Jason. Hate to say it. But to somebody who's been involved with football for a long, long time, and you have too, the quality of play from what I'm seeing, just from an eye test, the quality of play this season seems to have dropped a little bit. It seems to have dropped. It just doesn't look quite as crisp. And I have a theory as to why.
Okay.
The reason why is because they're practicing their celebrations, J-Bell.
I'm laughing, but I'm hearing you.
Everything is about me. If you look right now, even on the NFL's page, they're doing the player walk-ins, and they got their outfits on. And these players, they're turning up in more and more ridiculous outfits, looking crazy.
Love it, but I know where you're going.
The culture has shifted to a me. People are worried about the wrong things now. They're not focused on their football. I know I sound like a grouch. I know I sound like an old. But people are no longer worried about the main thing, which is football. They're worried about everything else, and it is affecting the quality of play on the field. We need to get this in check.
You're on to something. Football is sacrifice. You won 2 Super Bowls.
Mm.
Tom Brady talked about the sacrifice it takes to win. He talked about it's no shortcuts, right? It isn't. We are living in a world of instant satisfaction. Now, I get the outside noise. I get the, hey, let's chase influencers around. You know what they're doing? They're worried about them. They're influencing things. Look at me. I'm it. That isn't football.
Nope.
There's a reason they push flag football. There's a reason they push youth sports. Because you learn something about yourself doing and executing something with others. Sacrifice the individual.
Mm.
Team sports, right? So let's understand this. The outside, they can do all that. But inside, it's bigger than you. So if you really want to talk about what matters in sports, let's get to it. Because it isn't some influencers doing dances. That's cool for the outside noise. But where do you learn and where do you win? Where do you win at together? Let's start teaching that. Let's start focusing on that. I'm a little sick right now.
I know you should be.
I'm a little sick.
Because I am too. Because when you're watching it, you're like, hey, hold on now.
I feel
what
that.
Is this?
You don't feel that with the great teams, but you can feel this individualism. You ain't going to win nothing. You
can't win nothing.
You're not going to win.
And there's such a focus on that now that is taken away from the main product. It's crazy.
Yeah. The main product is what can we do as a team? And I'll tell you right now, the Eagles as a team, 28-3 against our Giants. And Barkley, man. I mean,
Barkley.
Saquon Barkley dominated against our Giants. 176 rushing yards and a touchdown. And he just showcased what he can do behind a dominant O-line. And before we get off of him on defense, they're good when their defensive line dominates. Jalen Carter was key. He had 2 sacks. They had 8 overall. They were attacking Daniel Jones. People might not be the biggest Daniel Jones fans, but he was under assault.
Yeah.
He was under assault. But I mean, I just keep going back to what the owner said. What did the owner say on his special, OC?
If Saquon goes to the Eagles, I will be sick.
So we're sick talking about other things, and now we're sick just with the owner. I mean, what in the world? Imagine, and you have a great relationship with Mr. Marr. Imagine him watching that game. Oh, man.
Listen, man.
Your girlfriend is looking fine. Your ex-girl is out there looking fine.
No, this is, it's not she's looking fine.
Uh-huh.
This is, your ex-girlfriend is not only looking fine, she married a guy who's so much more handsome and so much richer than you.
Oh, you are sick.
That's exactly what
you
it
are.
Is.
You,
and you're
she
just sitting
upgraded.
Over there. You're just looking. You're like, oh my God, she
you
upgraded.
You made the right decision.
You know?
You did right.
Listen, if you are the New York Giants as a whole, what happened on Sunday was literally the worst thing that can happen.
Yeah.
Of a list of 10 things that can happen there.
This is bad.
This is the number one, the worst thing that could have happened. Because not only did you get pummeled, the guy who the owner specifically told you fans, as a GM.
Fans love him.
Fans love this guy. He's the face of the franchise. If he goes to this team, I'm going to be sick. Not only did all those things happen, he went there and he hit you for 170-something yards? What?
OC, one of the worst things that can happen, too, is your players start second-guessing your decision-making. Now, you said this guy isn't good enough. You moved on. You took our guy away, and he just beat us up.
A division rival?
He just beat us up. Like,
I got to say this now. Brian Daboll, the head coach, I love.
Yeah.
I think he's really, really good. The general manager there, they have to start asking him some questions. Some questions need to be asked about Joe Schoen. They need to ask him, if I'm the owner of the team and I witness that right there, me, something's going to have to give.
Has to.
Something has to give. If I'm the owner, something has to give there, J-Bo.
You're so right, because in the offseason, everybody is playing pretend ball. Now, what I mean by that is you're making decisions. You're making roster moves, but there are no games being played. You cannot see what that result is. How does this person fit into the culture, our scheme, our strategy, all that kind of stuff? But adding or removing players that are special and unique in the locker room is important, right? It could be dangerous putting the wrong person in there or removing. You make this decision because you have to, and you think you understand it, and you think you got control of it. It better work out, because you can't play the game.
Yeah.
General manager, it's done. You set this table. Now people are eating. You can't go throw some seasoning on.
No.
It's too late. You run into the table putting some seasoning on? No, bro, this is nasty. I don't want to eat this. And this is how it looks for him.
Some people think they're smarter than they are. And we'll just leave it there.
OC, you're right. I want to talk about people. I want to talk about people, but I kind of want to shift it. And first of all, the Bengals beat the Browns.
Yep.
21-14. Charlie Jones, man, he took the opening kickoff 100 yards yep. to the crib. And the Bengals, they just never look back. Burrow managed the game really well, but it's the injury of Deshaun Watson, the Achilles tendon. I mean, I watched it. It popped. But I want to talk about people, and I want to talk about the response to that.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you, where's humanity?
Yep. That was disturbing. Mm. Not the injury.
Yeah.
Everybody, I mean, if you play in the NFL, 100% chance of you getting injured.
Yeah, it is.
100%.
Yeah.
Everybody who plays is going to get hurt.
Explain to people that didn't see it what was disturbing. Like, take us there, the actual response.
He pops his Achilles, and he's, you know, laying on the ground. They come, they pick him up, they put him on the cart, and he is beside himself. He is bawling, crying.
He knows.
Crying.
Knows it's over.
And the fans start to cheer. They start to celebrate this man's misfortune. Now, he wasn't playing well.
Nope.
They gave him $200-something million contract, yep. and he had some allegations against him.
He was not a fan favorite for a lot of reasons.
But that doesn't mean somebody who's going through something so terrible, you should now cheer? You should now be happy that this happened? If he just got benched and you were cheering, cool. Yeah, that's, you know, that's, yeah, you could do that. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that.
You're right. OC, you're right. You can cheer that.
But him being injured, a devastating injury, and you see him crying, and that's what you decide to cheer, it reminded me of something. And this isn't political in any way. It's just not. But I remember I was at home when the former president, Trump, they attempted to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Assassination live on TV.
Yeah.
There was somebody who was sitting in front of me, two people actually. When it happened, I was so shocked.
You're like, oh my gosh, what is going on?
Tried to kill the president of America.
This is crazy.
Like, what is this?
Yeah.
And the guy was like, in front of me, he was like, yeah. And I was like, what do you mean by yeah? I was like, they almost killed this man live on TV and he just couldn't be bothered. And I was like,
wow. Yeah.
Because you don't like somebody's. Therefore, he should have his head blown off on TV and you don't care? Where are we as people where we're seeing these things happen and nobody cares anymore, man? I cannot wrap my brain around it, J-Bo.
I mean, people need to be honest with themselves.
Mm.
If you are really that kind of person, you better accept it. Don't fool yourself.
Mm.
And don't be mad when you're treated like that. All I think about is you're in the stadium. We talk about trying to get fans to love this game the way we do. And we talk about it being different. And it is. It is here in this country, in the stadium, and it's a different atmosphere and environment. But imagine a little kid, you take your little kid there, and they're just reacting to what the parents are doing. And they're like, ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. What have you just taught your child?
Wow.
What have you just taught them? Wow. Like, do we really care about mental health? Do we really care? Or are we just talking? Whatever it is, don't lie to yourself. Too many people tell themselves they're one way and behave another. Be honest with yourself. I'm not telling you anything else, but be honest with yourself. How do you think this is going to impact the Browns season, though? Do you think?
That season has been done.
Yeah.
Right? That season has been done. I think now they're probably going to go with Jameis. Maybe they'll have a little bump here, which is what teams usually.
Yep.
So it usually happens, you know, when something devastating happens, they have a bump because they rally, but then they're going to fade into oblivion.
Remember back in the day, going out.
Yeah.
When we were younger.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Let me check your ID.
Okay. That still happens to me, by the way. They still check my ID. So I don't know where you got this back in the day thing from. Because that still happens to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow me on this. I'm going to take you on a journey.
Yep.
I know it's kind of obscure,
okay.
You know, but just follow me. Give me see your ID, sir. Okay, so the Chiefs beat the 49ers 28-18. Patrick Mahomes, still a rough day, you know, but he still got it. They still got the win. He made throws when he had to. He had two interceptions. Kareem Hunt running the ball well. But it's this defense, bro.
Mm.
This defense of the Chiefs is what makes it happen for them. And when they got to make a play, they got a guy who can do it. I mean, Chris Jones is an absolute monster. Mm-hmm. He can take over a game. We know that. Trent McDuffie, he's the man. Holds up well. You need a playmaker on each level. Nick Bolton, I like him in the middle. I'm saying all this because everybody's still questioning, what's up with the offense? What's happening? Why aren't they performing at this high level? Bro, that's the old you.
Okay.
This is the new me. Let me see your ID. Who are you, Kansas City Chiefs? Mm. What is your identity?
Okay. I like that, Jason. And I think that for the past, not even this year, last year too, up until the postseason, the identity has been their identity, which is this is a defensive football team. I think they have gone 17 straight games now where they've given up less than 28 points or something.
Why we keep talking about the offense then instead of accepting what you're saying?
Because people want to hold on to preconceived notions and preconceived ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, Patrick Mahomes,
my
homeboy, the flashy guy. He's making all these incredible throws.
People still talking about him as an MVP like it's a given. You're like,
what are we talking about?
No, no.
He's not even in that conversation. There's this idea that this is this Patrick Mahomes football team. This is Travis Kelce, the razzle-dazzle, and we got Taylor Swift up in the box.
Love
and
it.
We want this is what we No, this is Steve Spagnuolo's team.
Ooh.
That's just the truth.
Ooh.
He is the one who has held this team down with that defense for the past season and a half.
Yeah.
This is a fact.
Yes.
And their ID really is they're a defensive football team.
Yes.
They lock you up. They shut you down.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, all that's cool.
Yeah.
But they're now the side dish. They're not the main course. The main course is Chris Jones. The main course is McDuffie. It's Bolton. It's what this defense does. That is the identity, and this is what people have to accept. The old teams of the past where they'd come out and all that, that's over, man. Those guys, they're done. Not happening no more.
This makes sense.
Yes.
They've invested in their defense through the draft. They got a great coordinator. It's panning out. I will say the formula seems to be, and we'll see it in the playoffs, the defense gets him there, holds him together, makes it happen, and he gets hot. And when I say he, Patrick Mahomes, in the playoffs. Last year in the playoffs, he was elite. But you don't get there and you don't hold it together without your core identity, which is defensive dominance. And I believe they know that. It's time for everybody else to know that.
Yeah, let it go, man. Let it go. Let it go.
Is it like when you had your old ID and you have a bunch of hair?
Yeah.
And if they look
why
at
are you
it
looking at
and
me
they
you,
they look at your ID and they look at your hair and they be like,
it's not you.
And they be like, you need to upgrade this ID.
It's not you.
This ain't you. Hey man, San Fran, they're an injured team. Purdy threw three picks, struggled on crucial downs, but you got Debo's out now. C-Mac isn't playing and Ayuk out for the season.
Yeah.
I mean, they can still win the West, but it's tough, right?
They're in big trouble.
Yeah.
49ers, they are in big, big trouble here, Jason.
They're going to see what it looks like if you have to pay Purdy a bunch of money and eliminate a lot of salary cap on the offensive side of the ball, because once you do that, your quarterback has to make plays because he's getting all the bread.
They're going to have to rebuild.
You might be right.
Which is crazy when you think about that. Kittle is older. McCaffrey's getting up there. Ayuk is injured. Debo can't stay on the field.
No.
Like, he's constantly injured.
Yeah.
You know, their offensive line, even Trent Williams, 36, 37 years old.
Yep.
Like, they're going to have to rebuild with Brock Purdy.
Yeah. All the top receivers are gone, man. It's going to be tough. All right, OC, we're going to hit this one. The Packers beat the Texans 24-22. This was an anticipated game. A lot of people were talking about it. Obviously, the teams were good. The quarterbacks were good. And the Packers fans, man, their guy Jordan Love, he came through when it mattered the most. He threw a couple of picks, but he had the game-winning drive, and Romeo Dobbs was there making plays. C.J. Stroud, man, career low, 86 yards,
Man.
Yeah. Now, Nico Collins being missing and not being out there has impacted that passing game a lot. I'm here to give excuses to my Texans, of course. The Packers win ugly, but it's a win. And that defense, man, the Packers defense, oh my gosh. They are attacking.
Mm.
They are setting the stage. What a game. What do you think? Anticipated game. Packers are showing the North is real.
So essentially what you're saying is the Packers were the big bro and they little broed CJ Stroud, because you know.
Oh.
You know, he's the big bro now.
You're not going to let that die,
no.
Are you?
No, he's the big bro now.
When CJ Stroud went up to Caleb Williams, yeah, and told him, hey, bro, you going to be all right, and we talk about little bro on him, he got reverse broed.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you happened at that particular moment? When Caleb Williams gave him that look, who is playing better quarterback right now? Caleb Williams or CJ Stroud? I'm telling you that Caleb said to himself, I am better than this guy, and he took his game to another level. Now, CJ Stroud, on the other hand, still an elite quarterback.
For sure.
But every once in a while, you need to be brought back down to reality. And the NFL will find a way to do that. Green Bay Packers, what exactly is it that they did? Pressure, pressure. They fake the blitz, drop him out, fake one side, come the other side. Confused him.
Yeah, they got after him.
Seven, I don't even know how many sacks they had. Seven, eight, I don't even know. But they brought the house. These guys were literally the big bro.
They got after him.
And so for is a learning lesson for CJ Stroud. You know, this entire season to me has been a learning lesson for him. He's going to bounce back. I think he's a top five quarterback, but he needed to be humbled. And the Green Bay Packers and a couple of other teams this year have done exactly that.
I'm thinking about what you said earlier this season.
Yep.
We talked about his offseason tour with him and Michael Parsons and all the interviews.
Where's Michael Parsons now?
Oh, gosh.
But keep going. My bad. Keep going. I'm sorry.
And you said, man, he has to be careful. He's putting a target on his back. And we talked about it. We elaborated. And really, when I summarize it all is, you don't want to motivate players anymore. Mm. When you play against him, he's got all the attention. So they know he's good. But they know everybody's watching. So if you're a defense, you are out to attack. Mm. It's extra motivation. And the way the Packers played and the way they got after him, it was like, yo, we know if you a little bro us.
Yep.
So we're going to go out there and terrorize you.
Let me ask you a quick question.
I will probably not answer.
Quick question. Who would you say are the best players in the NFL right now? Let's just say you were just throwing out names.
I'm going to start with the quarterbacks, of course.
Okay, which one would you say?
Lamar, I would say Pat.
Not right now.
I like Justin Jefferson. Mm. You know, I'd say Goff.
We'll just leave it there.
Okay.
What do you see them doing? Do you see them doing podcasts and tours and, do you see them doing any of that? The main thing.
Okay.
It is a theme.
Put my foot in my mouth.
Keep the main thing, the main thing. You don't see them doing any of that. They might do it once in a while, boom, boom, boom. But for the main part, they are focused on football. And that's why they're where they are.
Sometimes you got nothing else to bring to the party. Because
you didn't even know I was going to ask you that.
No, I didn't.
And you named those two players, and now you just got to sit there.
The thing about it is, OC, which is true, I went to New York, and I remember vividly at practice, Strahan bringing us up, and I don't know what the speech was about or what we were talking about, but he said, you know, nobody would care. I'd have all these opportunities. I'm in New York. You see me do this stuff, but none of this stuff happens unless I'm playing well on the field. Yep. Nothing else matters. Don't get caught up. Nothing else matters except how I look on the field. And we're not talking about CJ. Just, hey, it's the theme of the show, I think.
Yep,
it's the theme of the show. But, you know, we were talking about Lamar. So we might as well talk about the Ravens on Monday night. Mm. They extend their winning streak. And I'm telling you right now, I mean, Lamar's spectacular, man. Record-breaking performance. 17 out of 22 passes for 281 yards. He tied his career high and with 5 passing touchdowns. And we talked about it. Can he be a drop-back passer, right? That is the key. Mm. What can he do? He had a near-perfect passer rating, put 52 yards in rushing, showcasing what he does the best, dual threats. And then you know the big man himself, Derrick Henry, in the second half. I mean, goodness gracious. Finished with 15 carries for 169 yards.
Crazy.
I mean, come on. 146 of the yards came in the second half, OC.
Just wear you down.
This formula is ridiculous. Yeah,
nobody wants that, man. Nobody wants no part of Baltimore right now.
I mean, they look good. Rashad Bateman's coming through. Mark Andrews is stepping up. They can do it all.
Players, man.
Like, how do you stop them, man?
You can't. It's almost impossible, man. I think, speaking about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
If he wins the MVP again this year.
Yeah.
That would be, what, three out of the
he's
past?
He's got three. Yeah, he's got three.
This man is in his fifth year? And he is a Hall of Fame player already. Think about that.
He's so fantastic to watch.
Jason, he's in his sixth year, maybe.
Yeah.
If he retired right now, you have to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Take some time to process.
Yeah.
What is I just told you?
Yeah.
And if he retired right now, you must put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He has better statistics, more MVPs than people who are in the Hall of Fame right now. What?
I'm gonna make a statement, then I'm gonna ask you a question. Statement first is, everything that guy does, which is a highlight, is but in between the whistles. It is.
You don't see nothing outside of
fantastic. And then it's team, my teammates, this, that. But in between those lines, when that whistle, before it blows, he is the star.
The highlights.
He is it, bro. He's a cultural icon because of his performance. The main thing.
That's crazy.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yep.
Last year, we talked about this team, and that was their window. This is their Super Bowl. They were the best team. We thought in the AFC, this was their moment. They got to get there. They missed it last year.
Mm.
Were we just talking? Because is this the moment?
As long as that guy is performing the way he's performing, their moment is extended into I don't even know how long.
In the AFC, man,
yeah,
this could be their year.
I like that team. There's two teams in the NFL
yep.
that I'm a fan of, like mm-hmm. right now. I like these teams. Mm-hmm. Green Bay Packers,
yep.
Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Them two teams. That's it. Those are my two teams.
I like Detroit and the Ravens.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that they're going to face each other in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's just, yeah.
I like those teams.
Yeah.
I like Green Bay. I like the culture. I like the way they behave.
I like the culture too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I do like the culture.
Baltimore, it's just something about them. You understand? I can't really quite put my finger on it.
I'm looking at the quarterbacks.
But I like them.
I think we like the quarterbacks.
You think that's what it
is? Yeah.
I think it's more than that, Jason.
I do, but I think
it's more than the quarterbacks.
We put so much focus on the quarterbacks, not just the way they play, but the way it fits.
Yeah. No, they're teams.
The that's team, yeah.
They are teams.
Yes, I like the team. And teams win championships.
Yeah.
I see it. I love it, man. That being said, man, the Commanders, 40. Put a 40 burger.
With Mariota.
Mm. Up on the Panthers to 7. But I like the fact that Mariota, he fits, right? Jalen Daniels goes out. This offense fits Mariota. So you have a backup that kind of you can plug in.
Exactly.
The offense works for him. The Steelers, 37-15 versus the Jets. Russell Wilson back on the field,
that
man.
That was a crazy call.
Crazy, man.
And it paid off.
Hey, what do you think about the Jets, man? Yeah. The Jets are trying all kind of stuff. It ain't working.
Nothing's working for them.
I just love that people asked Tomlin about his decision, and his response was, that's why they pay me the big bucks.
I mean, that is what we call factual. It is a fact.
How did you pick Russ? How did you make that decision?
They pay me
that's
big money.
That's why they pay me.
He's sitting in there watching
bucks.
Practice. He knows what the heck is going on. Like, come on. He knows what's up.
Oh, OC, I love it, man. Let's get into our picks of the week. It's that time of the week, OC, where we have to tell the people what we believe.
Okay.
It's the pick segment.
Okay.
Powered by 888
Sport. Okay, how have your picks been recently?
I don't know.
You've been winning.
I've been good.
You've been really, really good, Jacob.
I've been winning.
You've been really, really good.
Because I am powered by 888 Sport, the official partner of the NFL UK and Ireland. So we are going to deliver our opinions on these picks. Well thought out.
Yeah.
Well thought out.
Yeah.
Scrutinized.
Yep.
Highly executed.
Mm-hmm.
information.
Yes.
Okay?
Not for me this week. I have a trick for you.
You have a trick?
I have a trick.
Okay, I'm interested in your trick. Okay, let's do this. Okay, OC, first up, we got the Bills at the Seahawks. What direction are you going?
Bills.
Where? That's it?
That's it.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Bills also, and it's because Josh Allen. I like what the Seahawks are doing, but I think that defensive line might struggle stopping Josh Allen, especially if he gets off scrambling.
Nice.
That's it. What about the Eagles at the Bengals?
Bengals.
Oh, my God. I'm going with the Eagles on this.
Okay.
I know they're away, but the Eagles, that running game, I think they could find a way to maybe take advantage of that. Hopefully the defense can hold up. Big win if they do in Cincinnati.
Okay.
What do you think about the Cowboys at the 49ers?
49ers.
I want to say 49ers, but I'm going with the Cowboys. I feel like their back is against the wall. And they had a bye week, so hopefully they've prepared. A lot of injuries on the side of the 49ers. All right, OC, we have the Falcons at the Buccaneers. I know you
Falcons.
Got
Falcons.
Okay. All right. That's it. All right. I'm going with the Buccaneers.
Okay.
They're at home. Loud, tough, aggressive. I like Todd Bowles' defense. I think they can attack the Falcons, especially Kirk Cousins back there. Hopefully they get after him. That's why I'm going with the Buccaneers. Okay. Thank you for your
elaboration. My inputs.
Yeah, yep. I really appreciate
no
that.
Problem.
All right. The Giants at the Steelers. I know you got something to say about your Giants.
Giants. That's it.
That's it?
Giants.
Okay. The Giants. All right. Okay. I'm going with the Giants also because I'm a homer. The Giants after last week's loss. Come on, New York. Find a way to win. It's going to be tough in Pittsburgh. We know that's going to be difficult.
Now, let me tell you what I just
Please
did.
Please tell me what you just did.
Because what I realized was I was going through all these ruminations and giving you my explanation as to why this and why that. Mm-hmm. All I had to do was just look at the money line and see who, you know, whoever was favored, and I just picked them.
But, OC, that doesn't matter. Upsets are winning every week.
But that's fine, but this is what I'm... This is what I'm going to do this week, and let's see if it pays off or not.
No, OC, you got to give...
No.
The beauty of this pick segment is... Your thought,
yes.
Your smell test.
Yes.
You see things.
Yes.
You envision things.
Correct.
OC Domus. And you're not going to give the people none of that?
Not this week.
Oh, my God.
I want to see what happens if I just pick straight down the line.
Oh, man.
I want to see what happens if I pick straight down the line and see if maybe Vegas is smarter than me.
You know what? I'm sorry because OC... You know, he has knowledge, and he gives us nuggets.
I've been on a losing streak. What do you want me to do?
Week eight, he just wants to kick it straight.
Do you
week eight, he's going to play it straight.
I'm saying, do you want somebody to accost me right here in the streets and be like, you told me to pick the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I didn't, and now you got to...
I want...
Some real stuff, man. You know what I mean, Xander?
Xander
knows what I mean.
You seem like somebody who had a rough walk to the tube station.
It was tough, man. That guy got me, man. He was like, hey, you told me Pittsburgh. And he was dead serious. And I've been on a losing streak, J-Bell. I need to reset.
Head over to 888 Sport for all the odds. And 18 plus, please, and be responsible gambling. OC is
don't accost me.
He's trying to be responsible.
They accosted me. You know what I mean? The man Jason just told you, and 888 Sport told you, gamble responsibly. And you want to hold me accountable on the streets. You know what I mean?
Let me say that again. Remember, 18 plus and gamble responsibly. Do not corner OC on the street. Well, that's another episode of the Jason and OC podcast. And in all honesty, we appreciate you. Thank you for following us. Thank you for listening, liking, subscribing, all that kind of stuff. All the social engagement matters because the more you do that, the more ankle you get in your life. Thank you, OC, for that. Really, if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be here. Appreciate it. Till next time.